The following is an audio program presented by the Conscious Evolution Institute. Testosterone and sleep. Poor sleeping habits contribute to low testosterone. As we enter our late 20s and early 30s, natural testosterone levels begin to decline. As testosterone levels continue to drop, more and more physiological symptoms become greatly influenced. By the time men reach their early 40s, testosterone levels can drop to an extent that sleep patterns can become terribly disrupted. Poor sleeping habits inhibit the human body from functioning optimally, and for a large number of aging men, testosterone hormone replacement therapy could be the most effective and all-encompassing therapy available for restoring healthy sleep and encouraging a healthy body in numerous other ways as well. Our knowledge about the connection between healthy sleep and normal testosterone levels has grown rapidly over the course of the last decade, and it is now safe to claim that low testosterone significantly disrupts normal sleep. One recent scientific study regarding the link between low testosterone and healthy sleeping habits comes from a relatively surprising source. Zoran Sakarovic is a graduate student of psychology at the University of Montreal, and through data analysis, he has quantitatively linked the experience of poor sleep with testosterone deficiency. He presented the scientific data to support this hypothesis at a yearly medical conference known as the Association Francophone Pour le Savoir. Translated into English, this conference is known as the Francophone Association for Knowledge. Correlation between sleep and testosterone. In looking over a large pool of clinical data, Sakarovic came to the realization that there was a strong correlation between male testosterone rates and overall quality of sleep, especially in men over the age of 50. Low T had the most devastating effect on the sleep phases of deep sleep, reducing the amount of time that men with low testosterone spent in stages 3 and 4 of the sleep cycle. It is during these two stages of deepest sleep that physical rehabilitation and maintenance occurs at its peak. Any encumbrance that occurs which inhibits these stages of sleep will have a negative effect on overall health and healing as a result. Although there has been speculation that low testosterone negatively impacts healthy sleep, Sakarovic's study is the first of its kind to ultimately prove that this connection exists. Healthiest sleep achieved earlier in life. In their 20s, men generally spend 10-20% of their sleep time in stages 3 and 4 of deep sleep. The time that men spend in deep sleep declines significantly over time. By the age of 50, men generally only spend an average of 5-7% of their time in bed in the stages of deep sleep. By the time men grow into their 60s, in some individuals, deep sleep could disappear completely. Sakarovic's study found no connection between low T and other portions of the sleep cycle. The other sections of the sleep cycle are falling asleep, stage 1 sleep, stage 2 sleep, and paradoxical sleep. Paradoxical sleep is the period in which most dreams occur. Younger individuals sleep better because their neurons are intact. Sakarovic says that males in their 20s spend more of their nights in periods of deep sleep because they have intact and fully functional neuronal circuitry. As the aging process continues, the connection between neurons start to degrade and decline, which inhibits the proper synchronization of brain activity. This inability of the brain to properly synchronize itself has a negative impact on circadian rhythm, which reduces the time spent in deeper and most regenerative portions of sleep. Low T exacerbates this disruption of synchronization, and it is safe to theorize that low testosterone accounts for as much as 20% of an aging male's inability to reach the deepest phases of sleep. Sakarovic unsure if poor sleep hinders testosterone. Sakarovic says that his study suggests that diminishing testosterone levels are what hinder healthy sleeping habits rather than poor sleeping habits contributing to low T, which many other studies have produced evidence. He says that earlier studies regarding sleep and testosterone measure daily changes in testosterone, which are most significant in the morning. Other evidence suggests that the link between testosterone and poor sleep is a two-way street. Although Sakarovic feels that low T primarily creates the condition of poor sleeping habits, it is entirely possible that low testosterone and deep sleep affect one another via both pathways. Low testosterone has been linked to increased levels of cortisol, and increased levels of cortisol have been shown to inhibit natural sleeping patterns. When sleeping patterns get disrupted, the circadian rhythm gets out of balance, which amplifies cortisol production and diminishes testosterone production. Testosterone and healthy sleep are intricately related to one another, and to claim that testosterone only inhibits sleep and not vice versa is very likely a miscalculation. Low testosterone and poor sleep have the potential to create a vicious feedback mechanism in which declining testosterone levels disrupt healthy sleep, and the poor sleeping habits that result from low T make it even harder to experience deep and restful sleep. It is possible that poor sleeping habits affect testosterone most severely among younger patients, while among older patients, Low testosterone inhibits the brain's ability to enter a deep sleep. Testosterone replacement for healthy sleep. There is abundant evidence that testosterone hormone replacement therapy can be a valid and valuable treatment for men over the age of 30 who suffer from issues with poor sleep that stem from low testosterone. Testosterone hormone replacement therapy can be used to balance testosterone levels so that patients can experience extended periods of rejuvenative deep sleep. If Skarevic's research is proven to be replicable, his research can change the entire structure of the human growth hormone replacement therapy debate. He readily admits that the decline of deep sleep is a major medical issue that might easily be treated with testosterone HRT. As potential benefits of testosterone hormone treatments continue to be uncovered, the number of patients who are considered likely to benefit from the therapy are guaranteed to continue to grow at a rapid pace. Skarevic cautious yet optimistic. Skarevic concedes that patients and physicians should be judicious with the use of supplemental testosterone, but that testosterone hormone treatments may be one of the primary means to restore healthy sleeping habits sometime in the near future. It is important that physicians and researchers continue to study the mechanisms of abnormal sleep and to document the potential benefits of testosterone replacement for healthy sleep in order for the treatment to become a widespread option for patients that suffer from sleep disruption as a result of low testosterone. Eve Van Cotter, Sleep Study Number 1. Another study that also identifies a link between testosterone levels and sleeping patterns was performed by Eve Van Cotter. Dr. Van Cotter is a highly esteemed medical professor at the University of Chicago Medical School. She was the primary director of an investigation that discovered that males who sleep less than 5 hours a night for a single week suffer from significantly atrophied endogenous testosterone levels in comparison to individuals with normal sleeping patterns of 8 hours a night. There is ample evidence that diminished testosterone levels have numerous adverse consequences for patients who would otherwise be perfectly healthy. Low testosterone linked with numerous negative health outcomes. Most people know and understand that low testosterone and sexual dysfunction are linked. Low testosterone hinders sexual desire and reduces the body's ability to produce high volumes of healthy sperm. What many people do not understand is that healthy testosterone levels are absolutely necessary in order to encourage healthy bone mineral density and to sustain normal male physiological strength and endurance. Dr. Van Cotter explains that testosterone deficiency is highly correlated with diminished well-being and energy levels. Diminished sleep plays a role in some of these symptoms, but the combination of low testosterone and reduced levels of sleep combine and cause the medical issues to become more severe and life-altering, which vastly reduces the ability of an individual to make the most of himself and his potential. Large segment of Americans don't get enough sleep. According to sociological studies, more than 15% of working-class adults try to get by with less than 5 hours of sleep each evening. This has a detrimental effect on physical and mental health as a result. Dr. Van Cotter's study suggests that regularly missing sleep in this manner can absolutely devastate endogenous testosterone production, causing a young man to produce the testosterone of a man 10 to 15 years his senior. Dr. Van Cotter has spent well over a decade studying the effect of sleep on endocrine production, and says that as the body of medical knowledge has increased in regard to sleep science, it is becoming more and more clear that sleeping an inadequate amount and suffering from poor quality of sleep have incredibly negative consequences upon endocrine health, especially upon the proper secretion of testosterone and human growth hormone. Van Cotter Testosterone Study Parameters. In Van Cotter's study, 10 young males were enlisted to be participants in the study, all recruited from the general vicinity of the University of Chicago campus. All 10 of the subjects had to pass a strict diagnostic evaluation, proving that they were of normal health with no hormone imbalances or psychiatric issues. In addition to this, each patient was evaluated to ensure that he did not suffer from any disruptive sleep disorders which would invalidate his results. The average age of the participant pool was 24 years of age. Each man was in good overall health and had relatively normal BMI. When the study began, each participant slept in the laboratory for 3 nights, ensuring that the individual slept between 8 and 10 hours each night. This provided Dr. Van Cotter's team with baseline normal measurements that they could compare against experimental results. After this initial period of 3 days, the participants spent 8 consecutive nights, sleeping no more than 5 hours. Blood samples were drawn during 2 specific periods for comparative study. During the last day of healthy sleep, blood samples were drawn every quarter to half hour for 24 hours in order to evaluate testosterone levels throughout the day. During the last day of sleep deprivation, patients applied the same diagnostic testing in the same format. Testosterone deficiency occurs swiftly as a result of poor sleep. After only a single week of disrupted sleep, changes in testosterone levels were significant and symptomatic. Sleeping only 5 hours per night lowered the levels of testosterone in the participants by 10 to 15%. Testosterone production was most profoundly affected during the mid to late afternoon, between the hours of 2 and 10. In addition to simply measuring testosterone levels throughout the day, the patients were also qualitatively evaluated in regard to their vigor and mood levels throughout each day of the study. Participants reported that their feeling of overall well-being declined as their testosterone rate started to drop. In addition to this, mood destabilized and motivation declined each day that they were deprived healthy hours of sleep. Although this was a small study, it was conducted in a manner which is highly conducive to good information. Testosterone levels declined significantly as a result of poor sleeping habits, and there was no sign that the subjects were acclimating to the effects of poor sleep by the time that the study was complete. Van Cotter's study, conducive with Sikorovic's study, yet oppositional to his theory. This study provides unique insights that run counter to Sikorovic's hypothesis about the correlation between testosterone levels and sleep, where Sikorovic claims that low testosterone decreases sleep performance without poor sleep affecting testosterone levels. Dr. Van Cotter's study provides clear evidence that poor sleep does have a negative effect on testosterone production. Both Sikorovic's and Van Cotter's study were conducted carefully and are both valid collections of data, but Sikorovic extrapolates ideas from his study that are not readily apparent from the data that he collected. Multiple pathways likely to affect testosterone-sleep connection. It is possible that low testosterone affects sleeping habits via a different pathway than low sleep affects healthy testosterone levels. Low testosterone is often a result of andropause or adult-onset hypogonadism and diminishes the ability of the body to reach the deepest stages of sleep, which provide the most profound benefits. It is unclear which stages of sleep are most profoundly affected by sleep deprivation, a la Dr. Van Cotter's study, according to the data provided, but generally, around 5 to 6 hours into the sleep cycle, we are hitting the deepest stages of sleep. Different symptoms associated with different sleep disruptions. Waking up after 5 hours has the potential to disrupt phases 3 and 4 of sleep in a significant way. REM sleep is also likely affected in a significant way. REM sleep occurs in phases throughout the night, with each phase generally being longer than the last. We are generally in the final, longest phase of REM sleep before we awake after 8 hours, so waking up after only 5 significantly reduces the amount of REM sleep we experience as a result. REM sleep is theorized to be primarily responsible for memory consolidation. This phase has also been associated with increased emotional and mental well-being. This would explain the rapid changes in self-perception that each patient experienced as a result of sleep deprivation. It appears that in younger adults, the primary effects may be the result of this loss of REM sleep, whereas in older patients who are experiencing a decline in testosterone levels as a result of andropause, the negative effects of testosterone deficiency primarily affect the deeper stages of sleep. The healthiest of males will experience optimal levels of both REM sleep and deep stage sleep, and for this reason, it is important to understand the different mechanisms which connect endogenous testosterone and normal sleep patterns. Van Cotter Study Number 2, Cortisol and Sleep. Another study by Dr. Van Cotter involves the relationship between cortisol levels and healthy sleep in older patients. Cortisol is widely referred to as the fight-or-flight hormone. When high-stress situations occur in which your body knows that you need to make an accurate snap decision in order to protect and defend yourself, cortisol production skyrockets. However, cortisol is also produced in lower amounts in response to generalized phenomena within the body. Cortisol is one of the body's natural painkillers. When you experience an injury, your body produces increased levels of cortisol in order to minimize the physical pain associated with the injury. Too much cortisol is dangerous. Although cortisol is an absolutely necessary component of a healthy and balanced endocrine system, the human body has a tendency to make too much of the hormone. For individuals who are overweight or who live a particularly sedentary lifestyle, cortisol production has the ability to overtake testosterone production, leading to testosterone deficiency. Cortisol and low T are intricately connected hormones which are chemically very similar. One of the primary pathways in which we obtain cortisol is through the breakdown of testosterone. Fat turns testosterone into estrogen and cortisol. Exercise encourages testosterone. Adipose fat tissue is physiologically capable of taking testosterone and converting it into both cortisol and estrogen. In patients with normal levels of body fat, this is not necessarily an issue, but obese patients have a far higher level of adipose fat cells than patients with healthy weight, and this can actually lead to a severe atrophy of endogenously produced testosterone. Testosterone and human growth hormone are both produced in significant quantities during the act of exercise. For men, this may be the period in which testosterone secretion is at its peak. Human growth hormone is released at its highest levels during sleep, but during exercise is when we receive the most natural HGH during our waking hours. Human growth hormone has the capability to corral cortisol levels. Also, if a man doesn't engage in enough physical activity, cortisol levels can start eating away at natural testosterone, even among patients who sustain themselves with relatively normal levels of body fat. Cortisol levels tend to increase with age. Cortisol levels also seem to naturally increase with age as our bodies begin to produce less testosterone and human growth hormone as a result of andropause. Although this can be considered physiologically normal, this decline in healthy hormone levels can and will eventually have a severe negative impact on the body, and it is important to sustain hormone production as well as possible in order to minimize health risks associated with the aging process. For many, testosterone hormone replacement therapy, or HGH injections, may be a potent tool to combat this hormonal deterioration which eventually leads to radical negative effects on the health and vitality of a human being. Link between HGH, cortisol, and sleep. Dr. Van Cotter's study came to two conclusions regarding the correlation between high cortisol and its effect on healthy sleeping habits. According to his study, there is a strong link between declining HGH levels and increasing cortisol levels. Because of this, patients in their 50s seem to suffer from increasingly poor sleep as a result of a combination of low HGH and high cortisol. Although the study does not mention testosterone in particular, Van Cotter's past studies, including the one referred to above, have correlated low testosterone with high cortisol, and have linked healthy HGH levels with the maintenance of normalized cortisol levels. Sikirovic revisited. Sikirovic's study seems to suggest that healthy testosterone levels are primarily associated with the normal experience of healthy stage 3 and stage 4 deep sleep. Without sufficient levels of testosterone, it seems possible to completely lose the ability to achieve stage 4 deep sleep, and with it, all of the physiologically rejuvenative benefits that result from the phase. This provides strong evidence that this is one of the mechanisms by which declining testosterone levels directly lead to the amplification of the aging process. Poor sleep exacerbates hormone decline. If the body is not able to experience the most vital period of rejuvenation of the day, it is inevitable that a slow and steady decline in physical and mental health can quickly transform into a rapid period of aging we see so often occur to men as early as their 40s. This provides evidence that one means by which testosterone hormone replacement therapy alleviates the effects of aging is by restoring healthy sleep patterns which help the body repair and rebuild itself. This is in addition to numerous other benefits that testosterone replacement can provide, including increased muscle mass, increased bone density, reduced body fat, healthier cholesterol levels, reduced anxiety, and the softening of the effects of depression. Testosterone deficiency in younger males as a result of poor sleep. Theoretical case studies. The first Van Cotter study linked sleep deprivation with diminished testosterone levels in younger males. In addition to this, the study suggests that REM sleep is affected profoundly because of rapid changes in both mood and sense of self. It is also possible that this change in sleeping habits also affects deep sleep significantly, but there is no evidence of this in the data that we have been provided. Although testosterone replacement is generally only provided to men over the age of 30, this study shows one of the mechanisms by which testosterone levels start to decline as a direct result of influence of outside conditions, personal experience, and individual lifestyle choices. Although in the study listed above, participants were conditionally forced to submit to vastly altered sleeping habits, this study mimics changes that can happen quickly in all of our lives for a variety of reasons. Consider these examples. Van Cotter, theoretical case study number 1. Perhaps your employer has insisted that you change from first to second shift. You have 2 children. Before, you took your children to school and headed off to work. You came home about an hour after your children, and you spent the evening together as a family. After the shift change, however, you are now only able to spend a brief period of time with your kids before they have to go to sleep. You are still wired from a late evening at work, and now find that you can't get to sleep until 2 in the morning, or even later. You end up waking up even earlier than normal in the morning in order to ensure that you get to spend at least a little bit of time with your kids before you haul them off to school. After the kids are dropped off, and you run your errands and take care of your personal business, it's time to head back to work. As a result of hard-to-negotiate changes that took place in your life, you are now dealing with low testosterone as a result of your constricted sleeping habits. You start to drag out of bed in the morning, and you find yourself more irritable. You're starting to gain weight without major changes in your eating habits, and you begin to experience significant bouts of fatigue and exhaustion. Van Cotter, Theoretical Study Number 2. You are a not all that old college professor who lives somewhat of a triple life by profession. 4 days a week you are teaching business classes to undergraduates. On weekends you are teaching MBA classes to both fresh graduates as well as young and middle-aged business professionals. Outside of evaluating essays, assessing projects, and grading performance evaluations, you are also an active participant in the regional business community, providing business advice and working as an independent business consultant for corporations across the tri-state area. Some nights you can get a decent night's sleep, but more often than not you are driving across state lines or taking red-eye flights across the country for academic and professional conventions. When you were younger, you felt invigorated by the lifestyle of your career path, but as you've grown older and your obligations have grown with each year, you feel like your job is taking a significant toll on you. You still love your job. You can't pack up and quit, but you feel disconnected from those around you, and you feel like you may be doing a minor disservice to your students and associates. Physically, you are aware of the gray hairs that are starting to sprout, and the distinguished lines on your face are threatening to develop into deep, coarse wrinkles. This could all be the result of low testosterone that has resulted from poor sleeping habits over a significant period of time. For a man like you, testosterone replacement therapy could help you resharpen your insights and experience again the love you once had for your difficult yet rewarding career. Testosterone hormone replacement therapy beneficial for both of these patients. Testosterone creams, patches, or injections can help balance your natural hormone production and help slow and reverse the signs of the aging process. Although testosterone levels naturally decline with age as a result of the normal progression of andropause, conditions such as poor sleep and high levels of stress can speed the rate at which the onset of the process occurs, or speed up the rate at which the decline takes place. With testosterone hormone replacement, you could potentially push back the most significant effects of andropause by a number of years, and you can likely reverse the effects of early adult onset hypogonadism. High cortisol levels life-threatening. Also, people who experience higher levels of stress as a result of their careers or personal lives are more at risk for potentially life-threatening health conditions as a direct result of increased cortisol and decreased testosterone. Testosterone replacement therapy promotes cardiovascular and neurological health, in many cases reversing negative health issues related to low T and aging, such as cholesterol plaque buildup, hypertension, and circulation issues. By relieving these conditions, testosterone hormone replacement therapy has the ability to significantly reduce the potential of heart attack, stroke, and heart failure. As a result of other physiological processes, testosterone also decreases fatigue and increases muscle tone and strength, the most essential of these muscles being the heart. Restoring diminished testosterone through hormone replacement. For individuals like this who feel that they are bound by necessity, testosterone hormone treatments may help you restore diminished testosterone that are the result of external causes. In addition to this, you can alter your habits. For example, by eliminating evening caffeine intake to aid you in falling asleep earlier and easier, or by not eating a meal after work, which will help regulate a more natural circadian rhythm. Although you may not be able to get a full 8 hours every night for a while, testosterone hormone replacement therapy can help minimize the effects of poor sleeping habits and help you live a happier, healthier, and more motivated life. Testosterone affected by balance of HGH and cortisol. The second Van Cotter study suggests that high cortisol and low levels of HGH are primarily associated with the disruption of REM sleep. In this study, testosterone is not directly discussed or monitored, but it is clear that the dichotomy that exists between HGH and cortisol directly correlates with the level of testosterone that is released in a male with otherwise healthy sexual organs. This study provides evidence that the cognitive and psychological changes that take place as a result of the aging process are possibly the result of a hormonal imbalance which inhibits the sleeping brain from engaging in appropriate levels of REM sleep, during which time our mind is converting new data learned over the course of the previous day and reinforcing memories from a more recent and more distant past. HGH directly regulates cortisol. When HGH levels decline and we begin to suffer from human growth hormone deficiency, our cortisol levels begin to get out of balance. HGH upregulates metabolism, increases energy, and sustains muscle mass and endurance while also keeping fat tissue in check. Without healthy levels of HGH, cortisol production starts to amplify, and as it does, the hormone eats away at our already declining endogenous testosterone supply. Testosterone replacement therapy can help combat the effects of high cortisol levels. Although it is unclear if testosterone replacement therapy directly limits cortisol production, it encourages a number of physical processes which reduce the levels of cortisol present in the body and the influence of the hormone on physiological symptoms. Testosterone production indirectly manages cortisol. Testosterone encourages increased metabolism and muscle mass, thereby reducing levels of fat in the human body. Less fat means less cortisol. Testosterone also encourages males to be more assertive and less stressed out by the world around them. Many of the psychological conditions related to elevated cortisol are due to the delicate balance between testosterone and cortisol in the human body. With a healthier balance between cortisol and testosterone, the fight-or-flight response and the physiological symptoms of that response are suspended, which can over time reduce endogenous cortisol production as the adrenal gland is getting fewer signals to ramp up or sustain production. Can testosterone and HGH be taken together? This balance between testosterone and cortisol is also why it is often beneficial to engage in testosterone replacement therapy in addition to bioidentical human growth hormone, HRT. HGH more directly affects cortisol production and can amplify the gains of testosterone treatments by suppressing excess cortisol production. The goal of both testosterone and human growth hormone replacement is to restore hormone levels to rates which are associated with our earlier and more active years. Because of this, there is no risk of suppressing cortisol production to an unnatural extent. As we age, our body seems to get more efficient at producing cortisol, so restoring clinically normal hormone levels will still leave the body with physiologically useful level of cortisol. It will just prevent the hormone from producing the plethora of negative conditions associated with elevated cortisol. Full night sleep is absolutely necessary. Although we are completely unable to personally observe it, sleep is the most important period of the day as it pertains to the maintenance of physical health. Sleep is when our body rehabilitates itself from daily wear and fights off microscopic outside invaders with maximum firepower. Sleep is when our bones and muscles are reinforced, allowing the bones to stay strong and the effects of exercise to accrue. The resting hours are when our minds become sharper and our experiences become memories. Without enough sleep, the body loses its ability to maintain itself optimally at a cognitive, psychological, or physical level. It's all interconnected. Sleep and optimal hormone production are inextricably linked. Without sufficient sleep, our body rapidly produces lower levels of testosterone. Without sufficient testosterone, we are unable to get the highest level of benefit out of even a full night of otherwise perfect sleep. Without enough rest, endogenous human growth hormone production starts to decline at an ever-increasing rate. Without healthy human growth hormone levels, cortisol levels go unchecked and diminish testosterone production and prevent us from experiencing restful sleep. Poor sleeping habits encourage cortisol production to peak at inappropriate times, which can further inhibit the body's ability to produce both testosterone and HGH efficiently. When cortisol levels are unrestricted, our body suffers for it every living second that those levels are allowed to remain elevated. Bioidentical HGH and testosterone have the ability to reduce the negative impact of cortisol, encouraging healthier sleep, as well as encouraging better overall health via a number of different physiological pathways. To continue listening to this article, please move on to part 2. Thank you.